What turned the tide for bourbon, do you think?
The visitors who are looking for the bourbon experience are coming from all over the country, certainly, and all over the world. We're getting an influx of visitors from Australia that are finding their way into small towns across Kentucky that have a link to bourbon. There's rarely a week that goes by that we don't hear from a local tourism commission that says, we don't know what's going on in Australia, but they're finding their way to Kentucky. And what's going on in Australia is the popularity of bourbon. We've actually done some international tourism marketing in Japan for a number of years, but Australia is one where we've not been yet. In fact, the entire southern region is just now beginning to market itself in Australia. And we belong to a multi-state group called Travel South USA, and they're actually mounting a sales mission for the 13 southeastern states that belong to that organization into Australia in June of this year. So the bourbon trail continues to attract hundreds of thousands of visitors, many of them first-time visitors to Kentucky. Bourbon as a drink is popular worldwide, and as people enjoy bourbon, they're interested in the heritage of bourbon, how it's made, the whole culture of it. And of course, if you're going to explore that aspect of your favorite beverage, you're pretty much going to have to come to Kentucky.
What needs to happen, in your view, through a tourism lens in eastern Kentucky to make it become a tourist magnet?
With the downturn in the coal economy, that region is certainly struggling. There is a tourism economy in eastern Kentucky, and there's a lot of leisure travel already happening to that part of our state. Now, can that grow? It absolutely can. The potential is incredible. What we want to do, or what my vision for Eastern Kentucky tourism growth would be, to grow it, certainly, but to grow it in an authentic manner. And a lot of people see, well, why don't we just have a Gatlinburg? You know, why can't we have a Gatlinburg in Eastern Kentucky? Well, there already is a Gatlinburg in East Tennessee. What we need is to grow and build on the attractions and the traditions that are already in Eastern Kentucky and that Eastern Kentucky are well known for. A lot of the tourism growth in Eastern Kentucky will require the support of smaller businesses. So I think there's a lot of potential for entrepreneurs who want to come in and provide the necessary equipment, if you will, for people who may want to get there and bike, or they may need to rent a kayak so that they can do some kayaking and then hiking. So outfitters, if you will. I think there's a great potential to attract a unique lodging destination, if you will. I think of Greenbrier in West Virginia, which has certainly been there for a long time and has done a great deal of business and attracted a lot of visitors. There's no reason why we could not have a Greenbrier-type resort in Eastern Kentucky, but make it authentic to Eastern Kentucky. And perhaps it's more of a more rustic, lodgy-looking, something that like you might see out west in the western states, for example, which are quite lovely and nice and interesting, but certainly focus on and showcase the terrain and the natural beauty that surrounds it out there.